Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Footballer Shane Long has spoken really candidly, actually, about the guilt he felt after having to leave his wife just 3 hours after the birth of their first child to fulfil his football commitments. And he was speaking as he's backed Movember's campaign, their calls on the government for better paternity leave for dads. And we're asking you today, do fathers get sufficient paternity leave? It's 1800 453 106. If you want to share your own experience with us, Shane O'Connor is on the line because, Shane, you've set up a petition to extend paternity leave for dads in Ireland. But hearing the likes of Shane Long speak out, what kind of support does that give you?
It's great to hear. I'm actually on my holidays in France right now, so I got sent through the interview throughout the week, but I only got a chance to look at it last night.
Yeah. And
yeah, voices like Shane Long is great to have behind this kind of movement to kind of reform paternity leave in the country. So the more the merrier that kind of get behind this. And yeah, Shane's story is no different to thousands, tens of thousands of other dads up and down the country, obviously not professional footballers, but, you know, all facing very similar situations, you know, like, for example, the 8 weeks for families, the petition that I started. When you get to give your signature, you're also offered an opportunity to tell a bit of your story. And 70% of the people that have signed the petition, we almost have 3,200 now, have been women. And most women have been moms who have had C-sections. And really tie into the trouble and the problems that come with postpartum care, especially after a C-section and their partner being expected to go back to work after 2 weeks.
And is it mainly women then that have, well, they've sort of elaborated on the stories, have they?
Yeah. Like, this is to increase, paternity leave for fathers. So you would maybe think that most respondents will be fathers, but 70% have been women and mostly moms, because like underneath it all, like there's two angles. Like, one is that the father is at home for as long as possible to be there as a pillar of support for mom, most importantly. Secondly, for baby and any other children that might be in the house. And then secondly, which is often forgot about, it is those mothers who are maybe just after having a child for the first time, postpartum, and especially those who have had C-sections that can't drive, they can't even get out of bed, they can't lift their child, they can't go downstairs and make food. So, yeah.
2 weeks paternity leave, I mean, it lags quite a bit, actually, behind other EU countries as well, Shane.
It does. It does, quite considerably. And I think even in Movember's report, that paternity leave, Ireland's allocation of 2 weeks paternity leave is the minimum possible under EU law, and we lag well behind other European countries, especially Sweden, Spain, Iceland. I know, for example, in Sweden, parents can divvy it up between themselves, and they have to take at least a minimum of 6 months. And we get 2 weeks here, which is crazy. And we position ourselves and we market ourselves as a very progressive and liberal country.
Yeah.
But when it comes to family friendly. But like when it comes to the actual policies, written down on paper, it's a stark difference.
What is a sufficient amount of time?
Well, I think that's the question. You know, like for example, in the UK, I think Movember have partnered up with Dad's Shift, which is a similar movement to the 8 weeks for families. And I think if I'm right, they're calling for 6 weeks at 90% of the father's pay. But the 8 weeks for families petition that I started, I'm calling for 8 weeks at a minimum. At least we start there and then work around the whole natalist policy, because it's not just the paternity leave. We need to look at everything. We need to kind of take a 30,000 foot view to all of the policies that are in relation to families, and especially new families getting started.
Mm. And there's also as well, I know, Shane, from previously talking to you and a few other dads here on the line with us too, but one of the points that was previously mentioned in this discussion, that often dads lose maybe the guts of about 3/4 of the weekly income as well while on leave.
Yeah, and, you know, like, and what you get from the government is €299. You know, the last time I was in Dunn's doing a family shop, that would barely cover it. You know, like, the cost of living has gone through the roof. The €299, which is there, isn't sufficient for 99% of Irish families. And then there's talks of, oh, well, there's parental leave. But that's unpaid leave, and most fathers aren't even aware of it. And even if they are, they simply can't afford to take it.
And that's kind of the reality, I suppose, for a lot of our listeners maybe this afternoon. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com if you want to share your own story. Like this texter, Shane, has got in touch to say, I was in labour from the Monday to Thursday. I was let out the Monday after. My partner was only given the week after I came home. I'd had an emergency C-section in the end as well, and my postnatal depression was not helped by all of this either. Sean Blake is on the line. Sean, you're currently on paternal leave, is that right?
You know, I'm on parental leave.
Parental leave, apologies.
Yeah. So I work 4 days a week, and then I work 3 days a week for once a month. So I've been pretty much doing that for the last year because I have four kids. But it was really because my wife, three of my kids go to my wife's primary school. She's a principal. And it was really for me just to be able to help her, you know, to get out in the mornings and not having them kind of hanging out of her. And because it's kind of stressful for her because her job is quite stressful as it is. Mm. So it was just to take that time to try and help out in that way. And again, it's unfortunately, I'm so lucky I can afford to do that. A lot of people can't afford to do it. And as well, you know, flexibility in workplaces, it's not always great. I mean, I'm lucky my employer is really flexible with this, with taking days or changing days, whereas I think a lot needs to change in workplace culture as well. And I'd love to see government incentives as well, tax breaks, because it is hard to take when you can't afford it, you know. But for me, it's definitely, look, I've been on talking to before about my eating disorder recovery. Mm. So for me, it's helped me so much for my own mental health as well.
So it has made a significant difference, not just, Sean, for yourself personally, but for family life, really, at home.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just so nice when they were younger as well to be able to go off to the zoo in the morning, just me and the kids, you know, and little things like that, things that, you know, that it goes so fast, things pass so fast, and to have those memories. And just to be able to do it, it was really, really important.
Yeah.
So, and I know there's been mention of Spain and Sweden and France and countries like that, and they're so, so far ahead of us in all these things, you know.
The 8 weeks that Shane mentioned, that, you know, that's kind of part of the what he's sort of petitioning for, and 6 weeks mentioned in some other countries as part of their active campaign. What would be a kind of a, I know there's maybe a dream or an idealistic amount of time, but what would be a sufficient amount of time?
I honestly think, I mean, the 8 weeks is, I think, it would be amazing to even, like, and that's not too much to ask for, I don't think. I really don't. The other countries that have been mentioned, I think Sweden gets shared, it's up to 480 days, and they share it's shared as well. Spain is somewhere along 16 weeks, so I think 8 weeks, you know, it's not too much to ask for.
Tom Coleman, who's a health scientist and sleep coach, and relatively new dad as well, Tom, isn't that right?
That's right. Well, I mean, it's my second now, but I have a six-month-old, and
you're in the thick of it.
I'm in the thick of it. Yeah.
I mean, how have you navigated paternity leave, or how has that panned out for you?
I mean, honestly, I'm self-employed, and it's completely up to me. I don't feel as though there's very little support there from a government point of view. I mean, we're looking at a budget surplus of $9.2 billion for 2026. Surely some of that should be sort of there to support the family. Because as far as I was concerned, the family is kind of central to the constitution of Ireland, you know. We should be getting more support. It will benefit the mothers, you know, as was mentioned by the previous speakers. When mums leave the hospital, they're told don't lift anything heavier than a pint of milk. If they've had a C-section for 6 or 8 weeks, you know.
Mm.
But it's the emotional support. It's the bonding for the child and the father as well. And that's hugely, hugely important for their emotional health, for their social health, and for the future. And it's. I mean, there's benefits there for maybe employers as well, possibly. You know, you're going to stay with an employer. You're going to be less likely to leave if they're giving you that level of support, and you're going to have a better rested you know, employee as well. So I think, look, you know, I think there's a lot more that can be done, but everyone seems to be so busy, and we don't want to teach our children the same thing, and the family unit will suffer ultimately.
Like, I'm looking at this texter, Tom, who says, you know, I'm currently on paternity leave in Ireland. I work for a private company. I get 26 weeks paid paternity leave. I don't know anywhere else that seems to do this in Ireland for the non-birthing partners. Like, for you that's self-employed and, you know, working for yourself, it's got to be very difficult to even take any time off at all, Tom.
It is. It's complete kind of plate spinning exercise and checking in and going, right, can you mind if I have a webinar, or I have to go to Dublin, or I have to, you know, and it's very chaotic and very demanding, and it's not conducive to a stable, secure kind of, you know, emotional and environment for the family. So I think we do need support. All of us need support. The men need support, and the mothers need support as well, and obviously the children, you know.
Our own political correspondent Sean Defoe is with us here on the programme, and Sean, you previously spoke to us when you recently became a new dad yourself at the start of this year. Is there any appetite within government to change paternity leave?
Yeah, funny enough, it's actually after coming up in the Dáil in the last hour, and Simon Harris was asked about it. Yeah, I know, so, like, it's good timing for you. And Simon Harris was asked about it in this November report, and basically said, yeah, look, what the government would like to... There's kind of differing views, right? There's some, and I was talking to Roger Gorman, as the former children's minister, about what he was doing when he was in the government, and his drive was get more time. So he increased parents' leave, I think, from 7 to 9 weeks. And his whole thing was just more time, more time, more time. Whereas in the Dáil, just there, Simon Harris, who's obviously a young dad himself, was more focused on, yeah, okay, the time there is grand and it's sufficient, but it's no good if people can't take it because they can't afford it.
Yeah.
And so what he was talking about was moving towards a model, a bit like they've done with Job Seekers Allowance, whereby if you take it, you're paid closer to your salary. So you're paid up to maybe 75 or 90% of your salary. And that's a much more realistic hit to be able to take, because, like, you know, even just looking at my own situation, my problem isn't the leave that's available, it's being able to afford it and make the bills meet at the end of the month. If I did decide to take 2 weeks off or 3 weeks off on one of these parents' leaves, you know, and some employers top them up, some don't, and it's completely ad hoc. Whereas if the government just said, yeah, okay, you can avail of, even if you extend paternity leave, you make it whatever, 70, 80% of the salary, but then some of the other leaves have more of a top up, you definitely have more people able to take them. And you look at some other countries, I think it's Spain that has mandatory paternity leave as well. You have to take it. You don't have a choice. You're there, and I think it's 10 weeks mandatory. That wouldn't work in maybe situations like Tom's, where you're self-employed. Like, it won't work for everybody. So there is an appetite to do it. Whether it will happen to a degree
up between
that's significant enough.
Time or money, basically.
Yeah, and that's kind of but isn't that kind of the debate that every dad is facing? Like, it's presence over providing, and it's trying to, you have to go out. Like, yesterday I was gone, I left the house at 7 a.m. wasn't back till 7 or half 7 p.m. And it's a lot on my wife, is trying to mind and manage everything that's going on in the house and the baby that day. But also, you just don't, you know, I didn't see George but for 20 minutes yesterday before he went to bed. And that doesn't feel, that's not great either. And it's lovely when you come in the door and there's the smiles and everything else. But on one hand, it has to be done. On the other hand, you're thinking, God, am I wasting time that we will never get back here? And then that's the, you know, you have to put that back on government. They do have a massive government surplus. There is going to be every single lobby group in the country looking for a piece of that come October. But this wouldn't be a mental cost. It's something that could be done for a relatively small amount of money, big picture.
Just maybe to that point, Shane, I'm interested, would, you know, if it was an extra 2 weeks at 90%, maybe of the salary, or less money for 4 weeks, which would you pick?
I would, yeah, again, like, in my own situation, like, fortunately, I think I'd be able, like, financially to take the longer time off, but that's not going to be the same for a lot of other dads. But yeah, like it was just mentioned, it's a matter of presence over being a provider, and I would much rather have that presence there in the home the first couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. But again, not everyone has that luxury, and this shouldn't be tied to one's financial situation. This should be for everyone. It shouldn't just be tied to someone's income, whether you earn 100k, 50k, 30k, it shouldn't matter.
Is there likely to be, are we likely to see change, Sean Defoe?
I think we will see some change. I don't know if it will go far enough. I don't think we're, like, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to go from 2 to 8 weeks, as much as I would have loved that. And I was able to use, you know, toil and time and loo built up to take, I took 5 weeks when George was born, and it didn't feel like enough, but it was still an awful lot better than 2 weeks would have been. So unfortunately, the way these things do change is in increments, like the parents' leave going from 7 to 9 weeks. And certainly the gist I get from Simon Harris is that it will be more of a money change than a time change, at least initially. But that's why the campaign has to keep up, you know, and what Shane is doing is great. He's got loads of signatures. Hopefully there'll be many more. And it's interesting that the majority of them are from women. Like, you know, women are crying out for the support in the family home. And I think you have a generation of men now, even if you talk to the young dads in the Dáil, the likes of Ciarán Hearn, who have been advocating on this from the Labour Party, who want to be there and want to be present and want to be part of a child's life and helping out at home in a way that previous generations, maybe not everybody did, or it wasn't as expected of you. And that's the push that we have to keep on, you know, that look, we need to be there. We want to be there, and it benefits everybody long term, mother, father, and employer, I would argue as well. If you have a happier family there, they're going to be working harder and working better for you. So the pressure needs to stay on.
Yeah, majority of the texts, I should say, very much obviously in favour of this today, which you'd likely expect. If anybody wants Shane to sign the petition or to find out more information, where can they get it?
They go to 8weeksforfamilies.ie, and the 8 is the number 8. They'll be able to sign the petition. They will be able to email their own local TD to also apply pressure there. And they can also share on socials as well, which helps spread the message. This has been a campaign that I started on my own out of frustration back in February. So
it's grown a lot of legs.
It's been purely organic, but definitely need a little bit of a lift. And with the week that's in it, would have been Father's Day on Sunday. If anyone can sign the petition and share it, that would be fantastic.
Just to give you a flavour of some of the other texts coming in, this comes in from an anonymous male healthcare worker and a father of a 6-month-old. I'm quite happy with the leave for dads. However, my employer, HSC Local Management, making it very difficult to take the actual leave that I'm entitled to. This in part is due to poor staffing levels, also down to employee support, poor staff, with a major lack of empathy from noted from management. It's causing a lot of stress at a time when we should be able to spend quality time with your child and support your partner. It also causes major issues in recruitment and retention of staff as well. Liam has got in touch though. He says, have we now got to a point where we expect the government and ultimately the taxpayer to subsidise a lifestyle choice? Which is what deciding to have children is? If you can't afford a family or aren't prepared to make the necessary sacrifices, then don't do it, says Liam. It's ridiculous. Nobody ever questioned the choice aspect on this subject. It is a lifestyle choice. It's like owning a boat. End of story. That comes in from a father of 4, by the way, who says he never got any financial help from anybody. And finally, George in Skibbereen tells me the times have changed. Our daughter was born while I was in Bosnia with the Canadian Army. Got to see her 5 days later, had 2 weeks leave, went back to Bosnia for another 2 months. My wife was, needless to say, not impressed. That was the other extreme, though, he makes the point.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.